ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacy things, missing, didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear. Walking around in women's underwear. Walking around in women's underwear.
Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part one of my Queer Christmas Special. That's right, this is only the first part. My show, Queer Music Heritage, is usually only heard on the fourth Monday of the month, but this year I'm doing two Christmas shows. You see, I collect queer Christmas music all year, and this year I realized that I had so much new and interesting music that I could easily do two shows. And my co-producers of Queer Voices, Jack, Joan, and Glenn, generously allowed me this extra hour, so here goes. I started the show with a queer Christmas standard, Walking Round in Women's Underwear, by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio. It was from his 1993 album, I Am Santa Claus. And here's another Bob Rivers queer twist on Christmas called Taking Care of Christmas.
Subscribe to El Cosmo Plus Vanna.
Vanity Fair. Hey girl, get a grip, Miss Thing, don't you see? You take your drag much too seriously. As the sisters Gabor, and as much lingerie as a Hollywood whore. Have you pumps and espadrilles like Imelda Woodhor? Then it's time we checked you into Betty Ford. Oh, my fashion victim friend, poor befuddled Barbie doll, no longer are you a well woman at all. Norma Desmond, Auntie Mame, Mildred Pierce, Sally Bowles, and the and Orme West, Lana Headey and Pearl, Greta Garbo, Tallulah, and Milton Berle. Oh well, oh hell, so your shoes match your bag. Who says what is and what's not? Much drag. Oh well, oh hell, men must do what men must do. If J. Edgar Hoover did, why shouldn't you? If J.
I followed Bob Rivers with the Go-Go Boys, with one they called A Man in Distress. That's from their 2001 album, Homo for the Holidays. Well, Homo for the Holidays happens to be the title of the next song. I want to thank David Blue, Artistic Director of the Rainy City Men's Chorus in Vancouver, British Columbia, for sending me this unreleased live recording. Here is their version of Homo for the Holidays.
People are shopping and choirs are singing, everyone's dancing on air. People dress smartly to go to a party, and love seems to be everywhere. And everywhere, how could anyone think this holiday not gay? We'll all be home.
October, I had the pleasure of interviewing Katie Curtis when she was in town for the Houston Women's Festival. You'll hear that interview on my January show, but here's a preview from it. She was almost surprised when I asked her about her recording of Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night? Is that the one where it's solo? I did that years ago for Hear Music, I think for Snow Angels. Is that what that was for? I enjoyed recording that song because even though I'm not very actively religious now, I grew up in church. I grew up going to church every Sunday, and, you know, Christmas was always very special to me. You know, I don't mean to sound completely cheesy, but I really do love Christmas. And I do have a sort of, you know, deep religious feeling, even though there's so much about religion that I don't agree with, that I appreciate and feel part of, but can't fully get on board with at times. So anyway, it was really cool to be able to record Silent Night and to have all that passion that I feel from, you know, feeling very connected to the birth of Jesus. Like, that's still part of me. So I really enjoyed singing that song.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Katie's version of Silent Night was from a 1996 Various Artists compilation called Snow Angels. And from Silent Night, I'm going to a song called Another Silent Night. It's from last year, and it was written and sung by local Houston artist Harriet Reynolds.
No one's mother, no one's child, sits alone by the fire tonight. And remembers the days gone by on this Christmas Eve. String of tinsel, star of gold, lie untouched on her blanket fold. Strains of melody haunt her soul on this Christmas Eve. And it's Gloria, hail to the newborn King. Hark, tonight is all the angels sing their song, but a silent night for all who spend Christmas alone. someone's daughter, someone's friend, sleeps alone by the refuse bin, never knowing what might have been on this Christmas Eve. Shreds of paper, ribbons torn, blow around her as she dreams on, while the carol she learned at home play this Christmas Eve. And it's Gloria, hail to the newborn king. Hark, tonight is all the angels sing their song, but it's a silent night for all who spend Christmas alone. It's a silent night for all who spend Christmas alone. It's a silent night.
I want to take a rather sad break from Christmas songs to play a tribute song to an artist friend of mine who died on December 1st. She died of heart failure due to complications from diabetes and colon cancer at age 43. Her name was Zanna, and she was a prolific songwriter and author, and was a Billboard magazine songwriting contest winner 7 times. Her released output includes stories and anthologies and over a half dozen recordings, including her acclaimed 1997 album, Carved in Stone. She was an accomplished vocalist, musician, producer, arranger, and friend, contributing tirelessly to organizations like Out Music and the Glamour Awards, and to her own songwriting series on Eastern Long Island. Okay, that's the bio stuff. Let me get to the personal. I became acquainted with her music 3 or 4 years ago, after buying her CD, Carved in Stone. I immediately fell in love with her voice. Oh, that voice. And that her lyrics were out of the closet and smart and personal was all icing on that cake. I contacted her and arranged to buy all the back catalog that she had available, and now have 5 cassettes and 3 CDs, which span her recording career. Through our emails, we became friends, but I didn't get to meet her until this last May. I was coming to New York City for the week preceding the Out Music Awards, and my host, Ed Mannix, was arranging several house concerts that coincided with my time there. He asked who I would like him to invite, and my first request was for Zanna. And it happened. She had not performed live in about 4 years, but Ed arranged it. She and Corinne Curcio gave a delightful concert, and more importantly, I got to meet the person behind the music. And fortunately, I recorded that house concert, though it's an amateur recording done with a mini disc. So I want to share with you one of her songs, and while it's not a Christmas song, it's a song about love, so that should fit for any holiday. I'll use the very short introduction I recorded from the house concert to let her introduce the song, Love Is.
This last song is the most requested song I ever wrote. I've sung it at commitment ceremonies and weddings, and it's for all of us. It's called Love Is.
I will hold you up when you cannot stand. If you need a friend, you can take my hand. I'll be at your side either way you turn, because I know love is more than just a word. cannot be compared to a mountain or a river or a forest or a prairie. 'Cause it's natural and precious, oh, they're not the same as the way I feel when you call my name. Love is more than a word, it's the whole damn book. It's a promise we made, it's a chance that we took. There's no receipt, it can't be returned. It's not some sort of prize that our hearts have to earn. Oh, love is not politics, no, love is not pride. It's not hidden or censored, it's not tested or tried. And it isn't just something that you say to be heard, because you know love is more than just a word. Choice I make. And when I feel your heart beating next to mine, oh, there are no words. Love is more than a word, it's the whole damn book. It's a promise we made, it's a chance that we took. There's no receipt, it can't be returned. It's not some sort of prize that our hearts have to earn. No, love is not politics, and love is not pride. It's not hidden or censored, it's not tested or tried. And it isn't just something that you say to be heard, because we know love is more than just a word.
That was Love Is by Zahna from her 1997 album Carved in Stone. As I wrote this script, plans were being announced regarding honoring her, and I love that it was stated that those wishing to make a contribution in Zahna's memory could do so to the left-wing charity of their choice. Okay, thanks for indulging me and letting me honor my friend. I'm going to try and bring back the holiday tone with another interview clip I have to share with you about a Christmas song. A couple months ago, I interviewed John Ginoli of Pansy Division. From their 1995 album, Pile Up is one of my favorites by them, called Homo Christmas. So, of course, I asked him about it.
We had a show coming up right before Christmas. This is at the very end of 91. And I wanted to do a Christmas song. We were going to rehearse and then go to the show. And so I wrote the lyrics to Homo Christmas in about 20 minutes. And I took a song that I'd written for an older band of mine that I had in the 80s. I thought, well, I need a tune right now. I don't have time to work this out. Let's just grab a tune. So I grabbed the melody from an older song I'd written and changed it slightly. And then we learned it in one rehearsal and went and played it the same night. Nothing ever happens that fast anymore. But I wanted to do this gay Christmas song and have it out on a single by the next Christmas. And have a song to play that night. And I thought, oh, it'd be a good song to put on a single. And then it ended up on the singles collection. But that's a much requested song. But we only play it between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I even got John to do an intro for the song.
Hi, this is John Ginoli from Pansy Division, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage. Here's hoping you have a very homo Christmas.
I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas. I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas this year.
Well, regrettably, I can't play for you any more of that song, because like many of the songs by Pansy Division, they are not quite ready for radio, or radio isn't ready for them. But this year, I figured out a way to get around those pesky FCC rules. I've recorded an extra sort of bonus mini edition to my Christmas show, but you can only hear it online, at my website. You'll hear several of those songs by the Go-Go Boys that also can't be played on the radio, and some others that may make you wince, or at least agree that, yep, that song can't be played on the air. My website, of course, is at www.queermusicheritage.com, and you can hear all my shows there and see photos of the artists and recordings. This is also a good time to remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Queer Voices on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. And be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. Well, these next two songs are a little on the edge. Well, maybe a lot. But I think I can get away with it. In a way, they sort of complement each other. The first is called Santa Claus Was My Lover, and is very rare and is by a local Houston group called Cultureside. Other than it being from 1980, I've not been able to find out any more about this group, but it's interesting to hear the references made to a couple Houston gay bars of that time. And I'm following it with an artist who calls herself Paigey. That's spelled P-A-I-J-E-E. And in 1996, she told the world she was Mrs. Santa's girlfriend.
She was more like some fat old whore from a lizard bar. I said, hey, fatso, seen you before at the midnight sun. At the midnight sun.
Who would dance on the floor in the round?
He gave me his name as Santa Claus and $50. Said Mrs. Claus was menopause and not much fun.
Who would dance on the floor in the round?
Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. He's nothing but a dangerous hood. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh if I would just be good and do what he said. Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. I can't handle the beer, but the reindeer was too weird. Well, we shacked up at the North Pole. It was mighty cold. One night I said, Santa, you are old, but I am young.
And I want to get down and boogie around and have a good time with all my friends and get crazy out on the dance floor.
I was naughty and nice. He made a list and he checked it twice.
Checked it twice.
Checked it twice.
He got pissed off and threw me a punch, but he was drunk. He said, I'll put you back where you come from, you little punk. And we drove down to the corner, Westheimer. Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. And he treated me just like she said he would. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh if I would just be good and do what he said. Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard.
I can handle it. I can handle the beard. The beard's nothing. But then when Rudolph comes in there and starts rubbing my back with his antlers, he's got this weird furry thing that sticks out from his chin. He likes to have it scratched. He's got this red nose that lights up every time he gets excited. He's always running around. He sits on the floor. Nobody ever cleans up around the place. Santa Claus is pretty fat and ugly himself. I mean, yeah, he's loaded. He's got lots of money and all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, shoot, I don't want to spend my entire life up at the North Pole.
Can take it. But if you're interested, let me break it to you. Little elves, big elves making our toys. So on Christmas Eve we can make lots of noise. It's Christmas Eve and it's snowing outside. Santa. It's a special
Mrs. Santa's Girlfriend by Pagey is also a very hard recording to track down. I want to go next to a couple country-flavored songs. First up is Sid Spencer from his CD from the early 90s called Family Ties with the Randy Travis song, How Do I Wrap My Heart Up for Christmas?
Silver bells are ringing, carolers are singing, snowflakes are drifting through the air. Everybody's shopping, we got no time for stopping. It looks like Christmas is here. So tell me, how do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? 'Cause I wanna give it to you. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. First I thought of giving you a present. pretty diamond ring. I wore myself out shopping for a million other things. Well, I finally decided on something you can't buy. But how will I disguise it so you will be surprised? Tell me, how do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? 'Cause I wanna give it to you. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. Given to this world so long ago. Lying in a manger, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And every year we celebrate and thank the Lord above and give to one another our little gifts of love. Tell me, how do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? 'Cause I want to give. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do.
It was an Christmas 1968. Daddy drove a Mack truck and he got home pretty late. Mama woke her children when she smelled the diesel in the air. After we sleepily kissed Daddy, we saw Santa ain't been there. Where are the presents? Have we not been good at all? Only baby brother didn't care. He was just too small. Daddy pulled us all close to him and he wrapped his arms around us and said, we've got love more than most. And that's the best thing to have at Christmas. I had made a paper cutout of a Christmas tree in green. We take it to the wall next to the Midwest nativity scene. Mama brought a batch of Christmas cookies in the room. My sister acted out the birth of Christ with a fork, a knife, and a spoon. Tears welled up in Daddy's eyes, but a smile was on his face. He said he had to leave for a minute, but someone save his place. He went out to his Big Mac truck and made a lot of noise, then came back in a laughing, ha ha ha, arms full of boxes. White trash toys.
A dozen slightly damaged bottles of Scope for Mama. A dozen slightly damaged tubes of Crest toothpaste for me. A large bag of loose curlers for Sister. And a small box of nuts and bolts with no mates for baby brother.
It was an okey-dokey Christmas, 1968. Christmas was a tough one, but it turned out really great. Later, Daddy took us on a midnight night trip ride, and everyone was happy except for baby angel's cried. Daddy pulled us all close to him, and he wrapped his arms around us and said, we've got love more than most. And that's the best thing to have at Christmas. And that's the best thing to have at Christmas. And that's the best thing to have at Christmas. And that's the best thing to have at Christmas. At Christmas. At Christmas. At Christmas. At Christmas. At Christmas.
Sid Spencer was followed by the duo called Y'all with their very catchy Okie Dokie Christmas. That was from their three-track CD, Christmas Time in the Trailer Park. Okay, now I'm going back to 1961 for a song from England by Lionel Bart called Give Us a Kiss for Christmas. Lionel Bart was not particularly a singer, but he's quite well known for writing the hit musical Oliver. And while he was known to be gay in the theater world, he didn't regard himself as gay publicly until the 1990s. He died in 1999 at age 68. Here's Give Us a Kiss for Christmas.
give us a kiss for Christmas under the mistletoe. Make it a merry Christmas. Tell me you love me so. Some people dream of sleigh bells jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this: just as it's Christmas, give us a kiss. Oh, I always get a lot of Christmas presents. Mr. Santa Claus is very good indeed. Yes, I get a lot of chocolates and mince pies, but there's one thing that I need. Give us a kiss for Christmas under the mistletoe. Make it a merry Christmas. Tell me you love me so. Some people dream of sleigh bells jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this: just as it's Christmas, give us a kiss. Give us a kiss for Christmas.
Give us a kiss for Christmas
under the mistletoe.
Under the mistletoe.
Make it a merry Christmas.
Make it a merry Christmas.
And tell me you love me so.
Tell me you love me so.
Some people dream of sleigh starting jingling in the snow, but my only dream is this: just as it's Christmas, give us a kiss.
And now for a more recent British invasion, from 1988 by Erasure, from their Crackers International CD, here is She Won't Be Home. And I have thrown in a very special Christmas greeting by them. And they will be followed by a very rare Christmas song by the Pet Shop Boys.
I want to be with you.
Hello, this is Andy Bell.
And this is Vince Clark of Erasure.
Pet Shop Boys' song was It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas, and was released in 1998, and it was only available to their fan club members. Before we get to the last song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I especially want to thank Katie Curtis and John Ginoli for their interview comments. You can see photos of all the artists and recordings on tonight's show and view the playlist at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And you can also hear the show and all my past shows there as well. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, you can write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I'd love to hear from you. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back next Monday, December 22nd, with part 2 of my Queer Music Heritage Christmas special. To close the show, I found a dance Christmas medley by two Dutch female impersonators, Cindy and Sheila, who call themselves, with tongue-in-cheek, the Working Girls. Judging from their website, they do a good job, as they sure look good. They have been doing their act for about 10 years in Holland and are quite popular there. I wrote to them and they very graciously sent me their CD and said that as far as they know, my show would be the first in the United States to play it. Simply called Christmas Medley, here are the Working Girls.
When we were just two little, little girls. Just listen to this one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Last night I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I signed my letter that's filled with a kiss. I sent it up and just said,